This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at The Freehouse.
Look for new menu items like their better-for-you comfort foods, including the tuna poke bowl and spaghettini primavera, plus seasonal favorites like the new maple grain salad, beef stroganoff, and carrot cake.
Lex and Dawn, I have a great idea. After the show, I'm going to take you to The Freehouse for breakfast. And Lex? Oh,
yes, Jace?
Guess what they have.
Something delicious as usual. Is there something new?
No, it's something old. Something borrowed and something blue. No, it's something old, but it's one of their classics. The breakfast burrito, Lex. It's a burrito.
Wow.
Yes, I'm in.
It's the size of Dawn's left arm.
Wow, that's a big burrito.
Yummy.
Are we marrying the Freehouse?
We are. We're marrying the Freehouse. And we're also going to hold our reception there because they also have new items as well for the season. So they have the tuna poke bowl. Love that.
Yum.
They have a fabulous beef stroganoff. They have a maple grain salad. So, you know, if we're being healthy, ladies, we can get that.
That's what I'll have.
I knew you were going to say that. Well, then while you're eating that, Lex and I can have their carrot cake.
I love carrot cake. Let's do it.
I know you do. So carrot cake, we'll get the maple grain salad for Dawn, and then we'll get a side breakfast burrito for Alexis to take home. Sound good?
Delicious.
I knew you would like this idea. And you will too, my talkers. Head to the Freehouse. You can order online and make reservations at freehousempls.com.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become the official taste tester for Tang, she's orange-flavored. Give it up for Alexis Thompson.
Sign me up. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McClain.
Good morning. Good morning to Kenny, too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, and good morning to all of you on this Monday, November 23rd, 2020. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to a short week. Welcome to National Adoption Day. Welcome to National Cashew Day. Welcome to National Eat a Cranberry Day. Welcome to National Espresso Day. And welcome to your very, speaking of espresso, your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Alexis Thompson, fresh off a few days off, fresh from turning 52. How is your, oh, I'm sorry, is it 40? Oh, hold on a minute, I'm sorry. Dawn, you gave me the wrong calendar, damn it.
I'm so sorry.
It's 40. How's your coffee, Lex?
Oh, my coffee. I wish had a few shots of espresso in it. That sounds good. But it is divine. It is hot. It's amaretto-y.
Oh.
And it's creamy today.
Creamy.
You've been doing creamer in your coffee lately.
That's right.
It's very weird, isn't it?
You've been creamy for a while, Lex. You've been creamy. Yeah.
It's all black, baby.
That's right. Dawn, how is your decaf tea?
Oh, it's great. It's creative, discreet, forceful, funny, loyal, and modest.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff in one cup.
A lot of confusing stuff.
Good, good to the last drop she is. Mm-hmm. Kenny, Ken or Mattel, how's your...
As a protest against X-presso, I'm drinking the usual straight French roast, brewed thick and hot and served steaming from my Krabby coffee cup. How's your coffee, Jace?
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be more satisfying. Couldn't be more spectacular.
Wow.
Couldn't be more sensational because it was brewed here in the beautiful state of Minnesota and not brewed in Louisiana. Cheers, everybody. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, I thought it was because you were back at the studio today and you got to drive through and you're not
it's
home.
Everything. It's everything. If you want money today, if you want a favor today, if you want me to give you a back rub today, if you want a little bit of sex, today is the day to ask me for anything.
I want money and a back rub.
Done. I'll be over later. I'm in such a good mood. And the number one reason I'm in a good mood is Michael Bolton, take it away. Sing to Alexis, everybody.
Today is your birthday.
A couple days ago. That's right. Alexis is 53 today, everybody. Nice. She's 53. No, you're 40.
Wow.
Yep. Welcome to 40, Alexis.
Thank you. Feels good. Feels good to be here.
Does it? Are you having a hard time so far?
No, actually, it's completely the opposite. I'm ready. Oh. Here I am. I mean, it's nothing like my 25th birthday. I think I've told many times now. That was a very sad birthday just because it just felt overwhelming. This year feels... I mean, it was different, of course, being in a pandemic, you know, we were going to have a big bash and go somewhere, you know, but, you know, that didn't happen, but hey, it's better to be safe and here we are, we'll stay home as long as they say, but it was still really fun and, you know, still caring for the baby, so that's kind of, he's going to keep me young, I think.
Yeah, well, come on, I don't know about you, Dawn. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Kenny and Dawn, you've known Alexis for a shorter amount of time, but I'm not trying to be cutesy, cutie patootie here. I have a real hard time reconciling that you're 40. I think it is because your spirit is youthful. You look no different than the day I met you. So it's very, when I typed out to you happy 40th, I thought I was being obnoxious. I felt, you know, like I just made the joke of you being 52 and I say, you know, Bea Arthur's 90. Well, I mean, she's in her 80s, but I mean, 92, but right. Yeah. Kenny, 90, 92, 93.
Yeah.
But
pushing 93.
Yeah. I thought I was being funny going happy 40th when you're really like 27. It's weird. My point is, it's weird to think of you as 40 and whatever that means. I don't know.
It's funny. I've heard that from a few people.
Yeah.
I did feel that way, too, when you turned 45, Jace.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. You're right.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just a number, like everyone says, and it's true. But, yeah, the fives and O's birthdays, they seem just a little bit like, whoa. Okay.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Colin was very funny. He goes, I called him to check in, and I have Louisiana stories, a lot of observations.
Can't wait to hear about
that. My goodness. I have so many.
Great
move here. But, yeah. Colin goes, because he obviously listens every day. He goes, I wonder what Alexis did. I can't even say without laughing. I wonder what and he was being sincere. He goes, I wonder what Alexis did for her birthday. Did she like go out in the backyard or what did she do? And the way he said it, like, and he was being really sweet and nice. Like, I wonder what she did, but he's like, did she go in the backyard or what? And at that moment when he said it, I needed the release and I just busted out laughing. Cause then I just got a visual of you and Angel, like just taking like a circular walk in your yard. Okay. There's our party.
Woo, 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 woo. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of right in terms of physically moving somewhere. I mean, we did go for a little drive, but otherwise we were home the whole weekend and, you know, doing some fun stuff, you know, getting things ready. We have some, you know, business things going on. And then we also, you know, did some yard work. But one thing that I thought was really fun that I want to share with everyone, because this would be, it's a Zoom party idea that my girlfriend came up with, because look, you know, here we are, pandemic. I just thought, you know, it's not going to be a big deal. You know, it's, I know it's on a Saturday. We were going to do something big, but it just wasn't. And About a month ago, we were on a Zoom, and she said, wait, we're doing something. Come on, we have to do something. I'm like, all right, fine, what should we do? So she hosted a little Zoom birthday party for me, and what was so fun is she came up with a theme, which was 80s night, and she sent everyone, 14 people, because we just, you know, small, didn't want to be overwhelming. We were all drinking, which, by the way, I did a lot of drinking over the weekend.
Woohoo!
Which for me is 4.5 drinks. But, you know, still,
hey,
that's a lot,
yeah.
Okay? So she sent everyone a care package. And inside was a bunch of 80s gear. There was a little craft project. There was just all of this, like, fun. There was a drink, a drink of the night kind of thing with pop rocks around the rim. I mean, she just sent the pop rocks. You provide your own alcohol, you know. So it was just this really fun. So we all had the same supplies, kind of. But when everyone popped up in the Zoom, everyone was in 80s gear. And it felt like we were all together. And she had balloons and confetti and little Hershey kisses that said Alexis is 40 on it. And just made it really special and festive, and it made up for not seeing everybody, you know? And what was really cool is that most were not even here in Minnesota. You know, they're friends from all over and all over in my life. So it was really fun to see people in San Diego and North Carolina and New York City, and, you know, so it was just really fun. And then to see everyone together and how they interacted, and we spent a good 2 hours together drinking and having fun and talking, and
I love that idea, Lex.
Yeah, it was so cool. It really was. And especially with the kids' birthday parties and things coming up, you know, with little goodie bags, and you can make it really... It was fun to get in the mail, too, because everyone, once they got it, you know, got a message like, this is so cool. I can't wait. And, you know, if you have a theme, there were fanny packs and 80s earrings and big hoops and... You know, so.
That's just fun. I mean, it's hard to make Zoom fun now after 9 months, but you know what I mean?
True.
I mean, yeah. Hashtag dance trivia nights. But this is, right, Kenny? But this is a fun way. You kind of open a box and, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Really cool.
That's a good one. Hey, we have more. Stay right there, everybody. Go get another cup of coffee. Go get another English muffin. Go get some crumpets, whatever the hell you're eating. And meet us back here when we return. Stay with us.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Yeah, Rob, what's your favorite amphibian?
My wife.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Hey, Joe, who's your favorite amphibian? My wife. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
That's what he said. I couldn't understand it. Okay.
Yeah, my wife is his favorite amphibian. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1 and streaming all over the place. All over the place on our MyTalk app. Don't forget to download that. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Yes!
You can live for free.
Live for free or die trying. $10,000 you're giving away in a couple weeks, and $100 every day. Mm-hmm. We're going to be giving $100 away twice today, 7:20 and 8:20. So, hey, to put a bow on Alexis's 60-second birthday, let's go into the nursery, Dawn, if we can, for just a second. I want to ask Zen a question. Zen, how are you today?
I'm good. I gave my mom the day off because it was her birthday.
Oh, nice. I'm sorry. I had to turn the baby monitor on, okay? Oh, you gave her the day off on Saturday?
Yeah, I thought I'd let her sleep a little bit.
Oh, well, then I wanted to ask you about that. Are you planning to let your mom sleep more in her 40th year?
Oh, no. That was a one-day experience. Now that I have teeth, I've decided to gnaw my way out of my crib like a beaver.
What? Are you going to go on adventures then?
I've been practicing walking while they're asleep. And once I'm good enough, I'm going to scare them in the night and run into their room.
Oh.
And start biting their toes in the night.
Oh, That's a nice little trick that you got for your mom's 40th birthday, Zan.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing that very soon. Don't get comfortable.
Okay, Zan. Go back to bed, Zan. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye, Zan.
Oh, wow. No. Lex, you're in for it, girl. Zan got teeth.
He's got a bit of a southern accent, too, doesn't he?
I know. I love it.
It's like Mr. Hanky. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's a little southern Puerto Rican, Lex. Southern Puerto Rican, yeah. Filipino. Yes. Oh, gosh. That's good.
Oh, man. Yeah. Those teeth. Sometimes you say
really
that, and I would not be surprised.
If he's gnawing at the crib.
He's got some master plans. You know what else I did? I ordered a baby cage. And came.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I don't think you should say baby cage, Lex. She'll get emails.
Baby cage.
What? Can you explain that,
for
please?
For the back seat or the backyard?
Oh,
or?
No. I guess I could take it out to the backyard, but it's in the living room right now.
On your adventures.
It has 8 panels. It's a deluxe play area, but it's a cage. It is a nice pack and play, but a big one.
We always think about this, the people that come in mid-conversation, and they come in right as Alexis goes, I put Zen in a cage. I just, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, is it open at least on the top?
It is open on the top. I think it's 36
not a cage,
inches
then.
Tall.
Yeah.
Do you put a bucket of water in there for him like you would a puppy?
I put a few little Cheerios and...
Potty pads, Lex?
One of those little gerbil, like the little ball...
Yeah.
Water jug things, you know.
Those water bottles. Oh, I love those water bottles. Yeah. I used
like
to be
for
jealous.
A hamster?
Yeah.
He's getting really good at getting water that way. So.
Oh, I love it. I love
it. A little milk in there, you know. He can stay in there for a few hours by himself.
Is it like a pack and play kind of thing, Lex?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it has 8 panels. You can make it smaller. There's a little gate that I can, you know, go in and out. He hates it right now.
It's a cage. It's a bleeping cage.
I like how you save that right for now. Last. Yeah. He doesn't really like it right now.
Hate it more tomorrow or today. That's very possible. But I put him in there and he's just like, what? You're not holding me? I am not your center of attention for 2 minutes? What?
Why are you putting me in this kennel? What's happening? What is
because
this?
Because you keep reaching for the outlets and trying to put electrical cords in your mouth.
Oh, really?
He's being bad.
Oh, yeah. He, you know, there's a pile of toys, right? A pile.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to make some fried rice. He comes over, he's opening the drawers up or trying, you know, he's pulling out the spoons and the pans and all the things.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I look over, he has, I don't know how, but so we have a light for our business that we, you know, just to light up the pictures. And we don't always keep it plugged in, but he has the end of that, he's putting it in his mouth.
Oh, God.
The outlet, so...
Oh, you're like, I'm getting you a cage.
Yeah. That's exactly it. What I did.
That's it.
Hold on. We weren't going to do this, but let me turn the baby monitor back on. Well, I got to ask Zen one more question here.
Zen, are you awake? Zen?
Yeah, of course I am. Yes.
Zen, I heard that mommy got you a kid kennel. How do you like that?
I absolutely hate it. I want to electrocute myself by chewing on outlets. Like all good little kids want to do. What do you think?
Then don't chew on electrical cords. That's not safe.
Yeah, well, you know. That's what I'm here for, to make trouble for my mama and my dad.
Okay, go back to bed, Zen.
Nope. I'm going now, but wait.
Good night, Zen.
That's real life right there.
Nope. Go back to Venza. Nope. Ain't happening. No, ain't happening.
But it just rocked him like a burrito. Nope.
Oh, he's in the... Now, I do know about that, because that's why you parents have to get those covers for the electrical outlets, right?
Yeah,
you have to cover everything. Yeah. I've seen those in houses. Oh, yep. What is it with kids and those? Is it because it's just something
it's
to touch,
at
I wonder?
Eye level for them.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
And everything but their toys, you know? It's like, wow, this is something different that I can Touching. Poke my finger in and... Picking my nose a lot, too. That's weird.
Oh. Wow. Well, there's a lovely note to go to commercial on. Check out the new... Speaking of picking noses, check out the new original podcast, Deep in the Shallow, hosted by Colleen and Bradley. Available right now. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Tag team back together again for a short week. Short work week, everybody.
That's right.
Woo! Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
We have Friday off too, Jace.
Yeah, I know. I'm just being goofy. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank goodness. So I just got back yesterday from Louisiana and... telling you about it before I left. This was the final trip back to Louisiana to pack up my mother's house, her contents, and get it semi'd up here to Minnesota to begin the process of finding her a house. Hashtag thanks, David. And closing the chapter for her in Louisiana. Because my mother, since September, has sat in her temporary housing doing nothing but watching the Weather Channel, worrying about more hurricanes coming to Louisiana and further damaging her house and her items. So it was, you know, continued stress even after I got her up here. So we knew that in order for her to have a night's sleep, and hopefully as I look at the clock, I hope that last night was my mother's first decent night's sleep in a long time. So it was just the two of us. Colin didn't come. It was the two of us. And my goodness, I won't go into too many specifics, but I described it. I felt like a general contractor. And I'm not overly organized. That's what Colin Matheson is for. That's why we complement each other as a couple. I mean, this is all of the things I needed, the toolbox, the tools that I needed this weekend. I don't have them. Well, I had to have them, but this is all Colin stuff. And Dawn has seen it firsthand in a fun way when we go to Disney. I mean, it's all, you know, this is Colin's forte. I'm Chrissy Snow. You know, I'm there for entertainment. I'm there to, I'm there for comic relief. But so we go and my mom handled it so well. And, you know, we checked in and I'll go in no particular order. You know, even when we have non-fun trips, the four of us, we always have stories. And here's one of the first things that I realized is I don't think COVID is happening in Louisiana. And I say this not as a political statement, but oh, my goodness. I got so frustrated. We stayed, you know, we stayed at a casino hotel because sadly, still 3 months later, a lot of businesses are still not open. You know, a lot of hotels are open, but the town is still a sea. I wrote this down because I wanted to remember how I put this, but lo and behold, I can't find where I wrote it.
Of course.
Lake Charles is still a sea of debris piles, blue roofs, and abandoned buildings. And there are pockets of normality. There are pockets of recovery. There are pockets of neighborhoods that weren't touched. But my goodness, having been there more than a few times, especially lately, I know the town a little bit, and it was just so sad to see businesses that aren't coming back at all. There's a Long John Silver's that Colin and I ate at back in January when my stepfather died, that it was just obliterated. I mean, wiped off the map. And my Uber driver from the airport, I had to keep going back and forth. I'll spare you that story, but I had to get a rental car in one of the only two places open to get a rental car in Lake Charles. So I'm driving with her, and this woman is from the area, and she kind of encapsulates what I'm sure is a pretty common story. Her and her three boys and her husband, they had to evacuate to Houston for Laura, for Hurricane Laura. And then she came back and started rebuilding, and lo and behold, the second hurricane came. And
well, that's what I was wondering, Jace, is there's probably no construction going on right now just to kind of get through the season.
Yeah, there's...
Is it actually a ghost town, or are people moving back in?
People are moving back in, and it's funny, there is... There are pockets, Lex, and there, you know, as I was driving from the airport, you know, there are some subdivisions that look like a normal subdivision, but then you get into the downtown area and it's just sad. And this Uber driver was telling me that, and she's from the area, and she said, look, and I'm paraphrasing, she goes, you know, a lot of these big chains, you know, the TJ Maxx's and the Starbucks, and she goes, I love them. She goes, but they'll recover, you know, whether they open back up here in Lake Charles or not. She's like, but what's really, really sad for all of us, she goes, as I sit here, I could count 7, 8, 9 mom and pop restaurants and boutiques. And this woman, you'll love this, Lex. She goes, for instance, I'm a crafter. And she said, you know, she was, I gotta keep myself busy. And I said, yeah, I have a lot of friends that are crafters. And she said, there are so many of her little craft stores, the women that own the businesses, they're not reopening. Yeah. She says it was the 1, 2, 3 punch of the pandemic. Then the first hurricane, and then the second hurricane within 6 weeks was a knockout blow. And she said it's just too much for a lot of these businesses. And you can see it.
Yep. And then you add COVID into it, too.
Yeah, the pandemic. Yeah.
It's like, are people not wearing masks? Is that what you were saying before?
Yeah. I mean, the last night, you know, Saturday, we closed up shop. The movers did their final packing, and my mom did her last kind of walk through the house and said goodbye. And then we left, and my mom kind of wanted a little thing to keep her mind off things. So she goes, let's just go down. Let's go down to the casino for just a bit. You know, I just want a moment to forget about all of this. And I said, yeah, let's go down. And my mom takes COVID very seriously, which I'm so grateful. And I was already downstairs. And I'll tell you that story later. I got back to the hotel a little late, but that's a whole other Sally Jesse Raphael episode. But not for any fun reason. I wish it was, but I'm hashtag Jason is a dumbass, and that's what we'll call the story.
No.
But
did you get lost?
No. It's Collins. Let me just put it this way: that story is where I really needed Colin, because when I told him, he goes, I told you. And I go, that's not what I needed. that's not really what I needed right now, but okay. So I get back to the hotel and I go, Mom, come meet me down here. I said, but let me just warn you, you're going to be pissed. And she goes, why? And I said, I'm looking at the common areas, and like a third of the people were not listening to the mask rule in the casino. So she comes down and she's like shaking her head. I go, Mom, I know. I go, what do you want to do? You know, and she goes, I'm just going to. She had, bless her heart. OK, Dar cracked me up. She had three masks on. She had a medical mask. She had another mask. And then because she was representing, she had a Betty and Earl's mask on in front of it. She had I said, Mom, nobody, thank you for representing, but nobody knows that here. But anyway, she had three masks on. I go, can you breathe? She goes, I'm fine. I'm fine. So she's walking around, and, you know, she played for just a few minutes, and bless her heart, she just needed a moment. And so I go sit at the bar, and this is how kooky some of the rules are for some of these businesses. The bar, let me try to explain this, and then we'll take a break. Actually, let's take a break now. And then when we come back, you won't believe the weird machinations that this bartender had to go through to hand me a drink in COVID times. Stay right, and then you'll find out why Jason's a dumbass. That and more when we come back. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. Coming up at 7:20, your first chance this morning to win $100 in our Live for Free contest. That's coming up, plus a lot of TV to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
All coming up in a 7 o'clock hour. But as is the case, when one of us comes back from a trip, always fun things to talk about. Mine's a mix of fun and just, you know, the other category.
Getting things done.
Getting things done for Dar. Moving my mom, completing, putting a bow on her life down in Louisiana, which had its own emotional components to it, as you can imagine, if you've done it yourself or if you've helped move a parent. I'll talk about that, too, a little bit later. It's just, it was difficult at times, obviously. But let me talk to you about the casino and just, you know, how states are dealing with restrictions and stuff. And this will just kind of give you an idea, because I kind of was like, Scooby? Huh? So we're at, I'm not going to say that, you know, it doesn't matter. They're all the same. We were at a casino hotel, and my mom wanted to decompress after a really emotional 3 days. So we went downstairs, and I just wanted, I have no problem admitting, girl.
Like, where is the bar?
I'm not kidding.
Thank you.
I love my mom. Anybody listening, you know, I mean, parent, you know, relationships can be stressful, and there's a lot of emotional dynamics. And especially with a trip like this, where my mother is packing up her life that she's had for 20 some years. And oh, you know, and there were little flare ups. And, you know, I felt like sometimes I was in an episode of Hoarders, you know, when I was trying to convince my mom to leave, you know, a magazine from 1999. But we'll get into that later. So mommy needed a drink. Let's just put it that way. Daddy needed a cocktail. So I'm walking around, and I go up to one of the bars, and I said, hey, can I get a vodka soda? And he goes, dude, I can't do that. I said,
what?
I looked around, I go, I'm sorry, excuse me? And he goes, you need to be sitting at a table, like a blackjack table or something. You need to be sitting at a table. You need to be sitting at a slot machine, or you need to be sitting at one of the poker machines. You know how they have poker machines around the bar? You need to be actively gambling before I can give you a drink. What? And I went, and I went, okay. And I walked away, because none of his spaces were available. So I'm like, are you kidding me? The restaurants, this casino is like a box shape. So the casino floor is in the middle, and then around the box are various restaurants. Well, something was going on in Lake Charles over the weekend, because there were a lot of young people dressed in like gowns and stuff. I think there was some sort of fall dance, because again, COVID isn't happening in Louisiana, I guess. So there's a lot of people milling around. So all of the restaurants were incredibly busy. So finally, there was another bar on the casino floor, and I saw one space open, and I ran over there like Seabiscuit, and I sat down.
You're like, I'm not here to gamble. I'm just here to drink. Oh,
well, luckily, so I looked down, and jackpot, it was a slot machine and not a blackjack machine, and I thought, oh, thank you, Jesus. So I put in, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do the least amount of bets, and I'm just going to sit here for like 4 hours. So I put in some money, and then the bartender came over, and I'm like, okay. She seemed really friendly. I said, can I ask you, what is the deal with these rules? Can you explain it a little bit better? And she goes, look, she goes, I'm not one of those that doesn't think COVID's real. She goes, I had it. My mom had it. As you can see, I'm taking it seriously. She goes, but this is just this. These rules are really weird for us. So she can't, behind the bar, she couldn't hand me a drink. I have to order it. I had to order it from her, but then one of the cocktail waitresses had to hand it to me.
So more contact.
So more contact.
It seems like, yeah.
So I look at her. Girl, so I said to her, her name was Vicky. Hey, girl. I said, Vicky, can I give you a hypothetical? Could I order like a biggie, like a double, like a, you know, like a bigger
Super
drink?
Size
so,
me. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I don't have to keep bothering you. And she goes, nope. And I go, why? And she goes, I don't know. So I said, I can only order like the small. And she goes, yeah. And I go, wow, that just doesn't make any sense to me. Because now I'm bothering you more. There's more contact.
Yep.
And then I said, well, you know what's funny? And she goes, yes.
You're I'm going to at least drink six of them. So.
Well, no, but here's the thing that I don't understand that it seems a little topsy-turvy to me, no matter where you are in this argument, which makes me sad that there's even an argument, but we won't get into that. I go, can I ask you something? I said, I'm walking around with my mother, who's in her 60s and takes this very seriously, and we're frustrated that as we walk around the common areas, nobody is enforcing the guests to put their masks on. But you're telling me that as a bartender, you are going to get in trouble if you hand me a drink. She goes, oh yeah, I could be fired. I said, but the managers aren't enforcing it in the common, you know, in the walk areas by the restaurant. She goes, yeah, they don't want to. Her thing was basically they don't want to upset the guests. And I'm like, that doesn't make any damn sense to me. Mm. So you guys will get in trouble being the servers and bartenders. You will get in trouble if you don't properly enforce it. But the ding dongs walking around the common areas with no masks on, blatantly disregarding the 4,000 signs that says masks are required. Nobody's wow. coming up to them enforcing it. She goes, yeah. And I go, oh, this doesn't make any sense to me. It just, I was so frustrated. Not for me. I didn't care. I was at the end of my trip. Yeah, you know,
you were gonna get a drink regardless.
I'm safe. Yeah. You know what I mean? I whatever. But I felt bad for the employees. She goes, so can you keep putting your mask on and off so the cameras will see that you're, you know, and I go, of course, I'll do whatever you need. I go, I'm frustrated for you guys because this just seems this seems ridiculous. Because I was so mad that nobody was out enforcing in the common areas. And I'm not kidding when I say a third of the people were just walking around willy-nilly not even hiding it. But yet the employees have to enforce it on the casino floor with such precision or they're going to lose their job. And I'm like, no. That seemed very backwards to me. But
well, as a consumer too, you know, if you're sitting there and you see people without them, do you say something? Do you go to the manager? Do you just hope that the business establishment, someone there will do it? And that's kind of what you're hoping. But if they're not doing it, and so strict at the bar, it's very confusing.
I did go up to a manager who asked me how my stay was, and I pulled him aside because I did, you know, and I said, I calmly said, I go, can I just make an observation? Like you said, Lex, I said, as a guest, as a consumer, I said, let me just, and I'm not going to go back through the scenario. I said, I painted him the same scenario or the same. I told him what happened the night before. This was upon checkout yesterday. I said, this doesn't make any sense to me. I said, you as a manager, I go, look at this common area right here. And as I'm talking to him, there's like two couples walking, coming with their luggage, you know, down the elevator way with no mask. I go, these people, I go, you're not going to stop them, right? And he goes, no. And I went, but yet your bartender could possibly lose her job if she handed me a drink.
Yeah, I go, what was his response?
And he goes, it's just policy. And I said, well, let me tell you as a guest in your establishment, that doesn't make any sense to me. And I got to tell you, if your policy is to make me as your guest feel safer, you know what made me feel not safe? is you guys not enforcing it when I'm walking around with my 65-year-old mother when she's walking through a sea of people without masks on. That doesn't make me feel safe. You did not make me feel safe making Vicky, the bartender, hand my drink to yet another person to then hand it to me. That doesn't make me feel safe.
Well, maybe that, I'm glad you said something. Maybe they'll think about that and I don't know, do something.
And I wasn't and he was so nice. I wasn't being snitty.
You said it in a nice way.
I did. I said, this is just for FYI, for your information, for your higher ups. The people implementing these rules, you're making it harder for them. They're just doing their jobs and you're making it hard. We'll take a break, everybody. The 7 o'clock hour starts right after this.